Hi there, wellness entrepreneur. Welcome to the Ignite Your Wellness Business podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Allison McLean, physical therapist, yoga teacher, coach, massage therapist, and owner of Ignite Your Wellness Business. This is the podcast to help you as a wellness entrepreneur create an online extension of your in-person wellness practice, so you can help more people without overextending yourself or relying 100% on your body. So grow your dream business to 100K and beyond using my proven systems. Hey there, wellness entrepreneur. Welcome back. The McLean family just got back from beautiful Maui. We stayed in the lovely resort town, Kihei, which was just gorgeous. We were very lucky to book an Airbnb early, and it was very close to one of the swimmable beaches. So we literally just walked across the street most days and went to the beach. In fact, one day, Kaylee and I, we went to the beach while Sean went skateboarding because there was a skateboarding ramp just down the road. So he went skateboarding, Kaylee and I went to the beach. We came back, all of us had lunch, then we went to the pool. And then we came back and we went to the beach again, and we even caught sunset that night at the beach. So it was just glorious. We had many magical moments, much family bonding time, time to read a book on the beach and do nothing, get in the water several times a day. It was just warm and gorgeous, sea turtles swimming up right next to us. It was a dream. If you are looking for a relaxing vacation, I highly recommend that island. We also love Kauai. Both of them are gorgeous. Just depends on what you're looking for. But I'm so grateful for my business to be able to have the finances to be able to do that, to be able to have the time and the systems in place in my business to keep things going and take time off to enjoy with my family. And that's what we're going to talk about today, is transferring your wellness skills online. In fact, I'm going to go over the 5 myths that many wellness entrepreneurs have when it comes to creating an online program and how it's possible to have a 6-figure plus online program, whether that's 100%, meaning you're 100% working online, or you have kind of a hybrid, which is what I do, while you're working online and you still do some in-person work. So let's get into the myths. I'll kind of give you an overview of the 5 myths and then we'll break it down. So myth number 1 is thinking that your skills, your in-person skills, won't transfer online. Whether you're a Reiki practitioner, you don't think your energetics transfer online, or for example, or you're a body worker and you work with myofascial techniques or just relaxing massage and you don't think that will transfer online, or you're a physical therapist who relies heavily on their hands, doing a lot of mobilizations and such, and you don't think that work will transfer online. It does. It will. Myth number 2, you think people don't want to buy an online program. You think that people are burnt out from the pandemic of all these online programs. Now, I want to say that there is a shift in the marketplace. Yes, people aren't buying as many of a certain type of online program, and those are on-demand, independent learning on wellness programs. However, people are buying online wellness programs if it contains the answers, the solution, the results that they're really desiring in their life. So you have to formulate your online program in a certain way and know how to sell it in a certain way, and people will buy it. We will get into that. Myth number 3. That if you have an online program, you have to leave one-to-one completely. Not true at all. In fact, I work one-to-one online with many, many people. Myth number 4, you have to leave your brick and mortar completely and to have a successful online program. Not true. I'm a living example of that. And myth number 5, that if you love doing in-person workshops and teaching in-person yoga or fitness classes, that you have to leave them if you have an online program and market 100% online. Not true at all as well. I'm another living example of that. So we're going to break through all the myths so you feel confident in launching and filling a 6-figure online wellness program. Let's get into this, because the result is, at the end of the day, you can have wonderful trips like me going to Maui. Now, Here's a disclaimer. We were gone a full week and I unplugged 95% of the time. There was a time on Monday, I think our first day, I was having trouble detaching. We actually flew in on Saturday. That whole day was traveling. I did nothing for work. Sunday, I did nothing for work. But Monday, because I think it was the first day of the week and I'm usually rearing to go on Mondays. I love Mondays and getting back to my clients and my work. I just love it. I was having trouble turning off my online brain. And I did see some emails and messages come in from my clients, and I didn't want to leave them all week hanging. Now, I could have. They knew I was out of town, but I decided I took a half hour, 30 minutes on that day, and I responded to some clients' messages via our Slack channel privately and a couple emails. And then Kaylee and I, then we went to the beach, and we had that long day of going to the beach, going to the pool, and then back to the beach again. So the rest of the day, I completely unplugged. The only other thing I did for my business while I was out of town was post one of my audiograms that I didn't plan ahead because I forgot to download the audiogram from my VA before we left and schedule it in. But everything else I had planned ahead, scheduled ahead. I teach my clients the same thing. It's called the bare minimum systems of what's needed to be done when you have planned time off or you have to take unplanned time off. Like when my brother passed last year, I took much more time off, but how I kept my business going. So I use those systems myself to plan a hand for this vacation. So I only had to do that half hour responding to some client messages and then one post, which I did really quickly in under 20 minutes. So I worked under an hour for a full week of rest and relaxation. So I am so grateful for my business for being able to do that. And I think a large portion of that is just being online. Like if I had wanted to extend the vacation out a couple more weeks, I could have built in more scheduled emails and such. So I could have kept consults going. I could have also opened up my calendar, which I have done before on longer vacations, where I have blocks of time where, yes, I am resting and relaxing because I truthfully don't believe in the laptop work style, the way that it's promoted online a lot of the time where you're sitting by the pool with your laptop. That just doesn't work for me. I'm not able to relax and I don't get good quality work because typically you're in the sun or there's wind and I'd rather be in the pool and it's splashing. I'm worrying that my laptop's going to get wet because I love to go in the pool. Then I have a wet swimsuit. Like, water and laptops just don't mix. I don't even know how that came about. If it works for you, though, you do you. But I think there is a time for R&R where you need to be completely unplugged. But if you are going out of town and you are planning on working for some time, then you can plan work days, which I've done in the past where I've had my mom actually took my daughter for a pool day and they had a grandma and granddaughter, a bonding day. And I had a day of working with my clients and I scheduled that out ahead of time. So I knew which days I was relaxing and going to be off and which days I was working with my clients. So you can have a business like that, that is online where you can travel more days than not if you desire that type of lifestyle. We are mostly rooted here in San Diego because my daughter does go to school, the public school here, and we love it. It's a great school. And we pretty much follow their vacation guidelines, or maybe those are requirements. So we are in San Diego primarily, but we do love to travel. And most of my family is back east. So I do travel back east quite frequently. And Sean, Kaylee, and I just like to adventure to new towns and new places or our favorites a few times during the year. So it helps to have systems in place as well as if I do want to travel, I can travel. The other reason, as many of you know, I moved into the online world in 2017 and then 2018 because of my own health diagnosis is when I was faced with several surgeries and I knew that I wasn't going to be able to bring in revenue because my body wasn't going to be able to perform the type of work that I normally did, which was body work and teaching yoga classes and teaching on the yoga wall. So having an online program allowed me to bring in revenue. Well, at that time, I was still learning how to grow an online program. So I didn't bring in as much revenue as I would like during those first beginning phases. However, I did bring in some revenue and I quickly learned how to grow that. And also that I still wanted to keep my brick and mortar in-person services, I just scaled them down. So I actually teach my clients how to keep their brick and mortar services if they want to and bring in an online program and how to phase that in and get to the point where you're only working in person the number of hours that you really want to work in person. So I don't do any more than 3, maybe 4 bodywork sessions a week these days. Most of the time, it's just 1 or 2. I'm 100% primarily business coaching only. I haven't taken on any new patients in my she shed in probably a couple of years now. However, I still love the patients that I do have. And I think they've all been with me now over 5 years or more. So it is a reliable source of revenue coming in that's just reoccurring. The rest of my work is online, which gives me a large flexibility to travel and take longer time off in the summer if I want and see my family back east without having to worry about huge dips of revenue or no revenue coming in because I am primarily online. Or worst case, if I got a scary health diagnosis again and couldn't use my body and perform body work, that I can still, again, have revenue coming in. So creating an online program helps create sustainability in your business that isn't relying on your body, and you never have to pressure your body to perform like a robot or a machine, performing so many massages in a day, or if you do energetics, like really utilizing your energy throughout the day, just back to back with people. Not to mention the ability to work with anyone, anywhere in the world. This really opened my mind at the same time too, because I was leading yoga teacher trainings. They were yoga therapy trainings and yoga well trainings anywhere in the world, and also workshops across the nation. So I was getting a lot of requests for help and training and questions about their body and help with their body from people all over the world. Yeah, I was only licensed as a physical therapist here in California. So I spoke with lawyers and other online practitioners to figure out how to bring my services online. And I found out that for me to work with these people, it really jived with my philosophy of wellness. Because when I opened my brick and mortar physical therapy practice, I never really called it physical therapy. It was only called Ignite Wellness. And so I fully believed in wellness and preventative care, of course, in combination with healing. And I do believe that physical therapy does offer some really wonderful traditional methods that does help the body to heal. But I think it's done best holistically with wellness philosophies from other modalities such as yoga and just innate wellness lifestyle tips. Because I think if you're healing low back pain, you have to look at just beyond the spine. But anyways, that's a whole other episode. And I really help my clients bring their skill. This is one way I help my clients bring their skills online, is thinking outside the box of beyond just their fingers and feeling with their fingers and how to feel energetics online, for example. But there's many ways to help people online anywhere in the world when you're thinking bigger picture and thinking creatively, which is what I did. So I created the Heal Your Low Back Blueprint, which really brought some of my body working skills, teaching people how to work with their fascia, how to work with their energetics, plus healthy lifestyle tips and techniques from my nutrition certification and more, which I really don't talk about too much, but I did get a wellness styled nutrition certification, helping people to use diet to reduce inflammation and heal as well. Which when I first started creating this program, I thought I wasn't going to have enough material for an online program because I thought, oh, everything I do is in person. How am I going to bring it all online? But when I really thought about it with all the certifications and the trainings I acquired over the years, I'm like, it became a very robust program. And I have a hunch with all your skills and all your expertise, you could bring about an online program that is robust as well. So when you're thinking wellness, then you have the ability and you have these certifications, then you do have the ability to work with anyone anywhere in the world. And even if you're licensed in California, for example, you can say, okay, well, we're not going to do therapy. And you can have a contract written up by a lawyer that says, this is not therapy, this is wellness. And then you can work with them online out of state. Done. What helped me tremendously during this time was coaching, both on my mindset that I can bring these skills online and just the organization of my program, And of course, the marketing, getting a systemized marketing plan and ensuring that my clients got results when they did purchase the program. So that helps speed up the process tremendously. So when you think about creating an online program and you think that your skills won't transfer online, that myth, you have to think of outside the box. And working with a coach, someone like myself who's done it before, can speed up this process tremendously. And it's also working with the end result. So it's starting the online program backwards. You have to think of the result, the promise that you are going to guarantee your clients when they come into your online wellness program. And here's another place where a lot of wellness entrepreneurs get stuck, because they're like, well, I can't guarantee that I'm going to get rid of back pain for good or prevent back injuries. Like, they might have a back injury in the future. So you have to think of a promise or a result that you can guarantee, and then start from there and create your program from that point. Because when you have a specific tangible result that you're offering, then people are going to have a higher likelihood of working with you online or in person. It won't matter. And I can say this 100% with confidence because, again, I've sold many online programs and brick and mortar offers. And, you know, I had my brick and mortar prior to the pandemic. And during the first few stages of the pandemic, when everything was closed down, I brought my clients, all my clients, 100% online. I think there was only one, maybe two out of all the people that I worked with that just decided to wait until after the pandemic. But everyone else moved 100% online. And a good percentage of them stayed with me online, even when they could come back to me in person, because it was more convenient for them. They didn't have to get in their car and sit in San Diego traffic. It saved them a lot of time. Some of them weren't as mobile. Some of them just liked the online work better with the meditations and the visualizations. They felt like they got good myofascial releases. So they just stayed with me online for the convenience, and it worked better for them. So that thought that people won't want to work with you online will hold you back. And you need to think of a believable thought and find that in your body instead. Or think of the possibility of how it's true that people could want to work with you online instead of in person. Or maybe you create a hybrid like I did, where you can teach in-person classes, you can teach in-person workshops, and you offer the ability to work with you online or in person, and you do both. However, I will tell you, the way to get more online clients is to market primarily your online services, because you'll still get requests for in-person work if you're doing in-person workshops. But I do many in-person workshops, and I only market my online business coaching program. And so, for example, I just taught a workshop here at the Chamber of Commerce. It was in person, and I sold my online business coaching program, which I did have people take me up on that offer. But it really comes down to the marketing and then the selling of telling them why they need your online program. And it's not even saying that you have an online program. You can say you can work with me anywhere in the world. You can work with me online to accomplish this and this. Don't just say, oh, I have an online wellness program. Because again, people don't want just an online program that's just going to sit in their inbox that they have to go through on their own. Those days have come and gone. So if you are building an online program, you have to have touch points from you personally built into the program. And that does not mean that you have to do one-to-one. You can still have a group program. However, you have built-in touch points with them. So they're getting live interactions and live communications with you. This helps to hold them accountable and keeps them motivated. And that ensures that they complete the program and gets them the results that they want for, the whole reason why they bought the program. So you can see having a wellness business can really be anything that you want it to be. It can be completely unique to you, dependent upon the percentage of work that you want to do online, the percentage of work that you want to do in person. You can decide to keep your brick and mortar and have overhead. I have many clients that do work in person and have offices and have clinics and also have an online facet. And there's different degrees of that. For example, I have a client, her name is Emily, and she moved to a new town, and she got fully booked in her one-to-one physical therapy practice in person in a clinic in an office. And she was also building her one-to-one health coaching clients as well. So you can see you can do it any way that you want. She had primarily one-to-one in person and then was looking to grow more though online. That's typically how I see it work best for a lot of people is if they are a practitioner that specializes more in in-person services that uses their hands or that the traditional society views it as in-person. I do find building the audience, building growth and getting revenue coming in is quickest to do in-person first. However, then you can launch an online program to that audience. And because they know, like, and trust you, you'll have an easier time converting them into an online program. And if your audience is on the smaller side and maybe your business is on the newer side, like my client Emily, then it's easier to just do one-to-one in person and one-to-one online. And they can actually be the same program, the same cost. It's just either online or in person. It keeps it simple. However, if you have a more established program, like my client Justine, she has a women's health physical therapy clinic in Colorado with a waitlist booked out for 2 to 3 months and a very established audience. She was able to launch an online group program, group fitness classes, and those sold out very quickly. In fact, she just had another spring launch and she was again shooting for a round of 10 and she hit 14. And that's revenue that comes into her business where, yes, it's relying on her body because she has to teach the classes, but we're also creating a plan where she's going to possibly bringing in co-teachers so she can take time off and do that. And the revenue is infinite because it's online, there's an infinite number of people that can really attend those classes. And then we have a next phase of that program, building it out to a more robust program where she can charge a higher ticket wellness price if she wanted to. Another area I see wellness entrepreneurs getting stuck is with the time of all this, because an online program, as you can see from a few episodes back where I spoke with Lori Kennedy, who also helps entrepreneurs grow an online program, that there is a lot of work to be done in the background of an online program, especially if it's a group program. Again, if it's a one-to-one program, those are typically easier to sell, especially if you have an established audience. However, launching a group program takes a little bit more work and copywriting skills, which many wellness entrepreneurs just don't learn from their traditional certifications and trainings. So I find for the wellness entrepreneur, it's often the time crunch that gets in the way or the lack of skills in certain areas like marketing and selling and copywriting that hold the program back from being successful. However, the wellness entrepreneur, if no one's signing up for their program right away, often equates that to no one really just wanting their wellness program, which often isn't true. So for Justine, for example, who has a waitlist in her clinic and works with 20 to 24 patients a week, it's helping her to find the time to write the emails to launch and utilizing the staff that she has in a way that fulfills both her businesses. So as her online program grows, her brick and mortar stays busy. And she also has the ability to bring in a therapist so she can reduce, if she desires, her patients. And then that will give her more time to build her online program as well. But she doesn't have to. She's in the process actually of deciding of whether she wants to hire another therapist or not. There's many ways to scale. And that's the benefit of working with the coach, that you can weigh out all the pros and cons. There really is no right way. It's just based upon the lifestyle that you want to live. Like if you want to travel more, you can rely more on staff, which will reduce some of your overhead, but you can make up the difference for it and bring in more profit through an online program because typically online programs have less overhead than brick and mortars. So when you figure out your time, and again, a coach can help you to figure out how to most efficiently use your time, what phases of your business to focus on, when to bring in revenue, and then scaling your online program, as well as having systems in your business for marketing and selling that is in alignment with you. And that's also why I teach my clients the six-figure lead generating workshops, because many of my clients love to do workshops online and in person, and they convert, when done correctly, they convert really well into high-ticket wellness programs, whether they are one-to-one or group-style programs. And using this methodology, then you don't have to be online for marketing 100% of the time. That could be a bonus myth that you have to market only online to fill your online program. It's not true. Yes, you do want an online presence. So you do want an optimized social media. That's why I teach high converting social media in 90 minutes a week program. So you do want a presence on social media, but it can be done in 90 minutes or less a week. It doesn't have to take hours each day to build that online presence to have a successful online program. So as you can see, those myths have been busted. And it really just comes to carving out the time to creatively think about how you can transfer your skills online. Personally, how I did that was, if I had a patient with low back, I'm like, okay, what are the things I normally do with them? What are the motions that they need to have in their body? Where do they usually get stuck? What kind of strength do they need? Where do I usually feel tightness in their fascia, and what's happening with their energetics or their mindset? I just went through all the holistic tools and modalities that I usually use with a typical low back pain person. And I'm saying low back because that was my program, the Heal Your Low Back Blueprint. And I was like, okay, if it was a psoas, and I usually, you know, I have a special technique that I use to get into the psoas that's not aggressive, and it works with the energetics and the nervous system and breath and visualization and yada, 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 but it was utilizing my hands, how can I bring that work online? And I had to sit down and think and be creative about it, but I did it. And I had to learn some additional skills as well. So here's the thing. I know certifications, getting a bunch of certifications, or some people even call it being a certification whore, is sometimes looked down upon. However, I think there is, personally, I'm hesitant here how I want to say this, because I do think, and this is coming from a person with a wall of certifications, and you know, most of the time I don't even talk about all the certifications that I've gone through and the trainings I've gone through, because often the thought process from the wellness entrepreneur is, well, I'll get these and these and these certifications, and then I'll market my program, and then I'll go teach this workshop, and then I'll go launch my online program. And that's why that whole myth and philosophy came about, is because many wellness entrepreneurs were just holding themselves back by getting another certification before they actually stepped into courage and did the thing that they wanted to do. However, I do think in this case, if you're growing an online program and you're like, okay, how can I bring my skill online? I might be lacking a certain skill or a technique in how to address or reach the fascia from a different viewpoint where I actually don't have to lay my hands on the person, then maybe an additional certification is needed. However, you could still launch the program. You could still get all the materials, create all the content, get all the marketing materials, work on the messaging and building the audience. You can still do all that work and leave that last module to be recorded at the end. So even if you had an 8-week live program, right, for example, and that technique of the fascia was going to be utilized, it was part of the healing process, for example, you could do all that work and then just record that last module at the end after you complete the certification. Because then at least you have people in the program that makes that investment in your certification so worthwhile, because the people in the program will pay for that certification. A lot of people do it the other way around, where they're paying for the certification and then they're having trouble people filling the program. And then they're thousands of dollars invested in many different types of programs, but haven't seen the return yet. And they're starting to get frustrated and doubting themselves and all the things. And that slows themselves down. So I do actually recommend knowing your knowledge gaps and getting certifications when necessary, but keep the work going of marketing and filling your program and trying out the messaging and getting out there and doing the workshops, because That's how you actually figure out your knowledge gaps. So you know which certifications you need to make that program better. Because again, the whole goal at the end is for that client, that wellness client, to achieve the result. So that's the whole goal. So you need the certification so they can get the necessary information to achieve the result. So that might help you in your thinking of how to bring your in-person skills online. And for me, truthfully, I think the hardest part, the energetics I got online, I can actually work with energetics online quite easily. I didn't feel it draining at all through the computer. I could still feel it. I could still assess posture quite easily online. I could still figure out and nail down a scoliosis online. Like I worked with people that could not get off the couch with sciatica and disc bulges using yoga and wellness online. I could do all of that quite easily without having to put my hands on people. Where what got me stuck in the beginning was learning, because I was a massage therapist first. I've been doing massage for over 20 years. So what got me stuck in the beginning was like, okay, how do I bring these massage skills online? And so there I had to do some myofascial release and techniques and creativity. I don't think I got another certification in myofascial training specifically. What I ended up doing was a lot of melt rolling techniques and just experiencing different ways to move the fascia through yoga and yoga with manual adjustments through self. So I would experiment with my own body. How can I move the fascia with movement and getting into different layers, different types of touch? And how can I teach that to people, for people to do on their own? And that actually worked out really well, utilizing a lot of props like blocks, like the yoga wall, like straps, like melt rollers and such. And I know melt rolling is its own other thing, which I could have went down that road completely, but that's around the, which I was thinking of doing, but that's actually when I got diagnosed and started getting a lot of business coaching requests. So I went down more of the business coaching road. But if you work with someone, a coach like me that has over 20 years experience in the wellness field, then I help my clients do that when they're creating their high ticket wellness offers. Okay, what skills are needed? A lot of them I can help them with and teach them. And then if they do need an additional certification, they know exactly where to go because we've pinpointed the gap in their knowledge. And so they know which expert to go to learn it from. But that might not even be required. So dream big, friend. If you have a goal to work in person and get your hands on people, you just don't want to be doing more than 2 sessions a day, or maybe you don't want to do more than 3 or 4 a week, then, but you want to hit 10K revenue months, then bringing in an online component, for example, is an excellent way to build a hybrid wellness business. Or again, you can go 100% online, or you can even do 80% in person, like my client, Justine, and have revenue bumps through a group program, utilizing an established audience and only be online a little bit, but that little bit goes a long way for profitability and revenue. Plus, not to mention the ability to take longer holidays and vacations because now you have more revenue coming in and more flexibility, sustainability, and options in your business. So of course, if you want to get started in transferring your skills online and building that 6-figure online program, then just book your consult. But take a look at these myths and decide what myth is really holding you back mentally and in your mindset, and then create a plan to work around it and work through it, both with the mindset as well as what strategies you might need to fill in the gap. Good luck, and I'll see you next week.
Hey, if you're ready to grow your wellness business, I want to invite you to work with me. You're going to make your first 6 figures and then scale beyond. Your next step is to book a free consultation at igniteyourwellness.com. That's igniteyourwellness.com. Okay, I'll see you there. Bye.